Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
But what I want to get into now is this stack right here. Now, this is just the last few days. This is what I told you about 2 weeks ago. I had a meeting with the feds, the good feds, because we know their record and what they do. Some very high-level feds. At the middle of the highest echelon, the people in charge, and they said, we cannot be part of this. You're about to see all the whistleblower information come out about tens of thousands of kidnapped children, tens of thousands of convicted pedophiles ordered released by Biden. And we've given this to Congress and we've given this to others, but they've not released it yet. We think it's about to be released, but this is being given to you to make sure. And I'm like, oh my God, it's massive and it's horrible and it's names and it's court cases and it's documents. And it's like trying to eat an elephant with one bite at a time. And I told him, I said, I will try and I will work with the limited crew we have to go through all this. And so we're doing that. And then I was like, oh, thank God. About 3 or 4 days later, it started all coming out in Congress and they were starting to bring it forward. And senators and Congress people are talking about it. And it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And it makes your head spin. I mean, these are thousands of cases just in one sector in Texas, where over 20,000 pedophiles the last 2 years have been ordered released. And obviously, the Border Patrol, the FBI, the federal marshals, the judges, all of them are just completely flabbergasted. And that's why you see the congressional hearings where it's beyond politics now. Even the Democrats are looking at Mayorkas, you're saying most of the Democrats, a bunch of them are bad, are like, what are you doing? You can't release people that are like five-time convicted child rapists. I mean, these are people that rape babies, okay? So we got a bunch of news on that, and we'll do our best going over it. But again, it's like trying to drink out of a fire hose turned on high. But we've reached a tipping point where folks in the government realize, okay, we have real psychotic criminals running things. These aren't just people stealing money to be rich. These are people that really want to destroy the country and really want to hurt children. And they're hitting that point where they're just like, what do we do? So there are over 10,000 whistleblowers from the federal government that have, in just the last 2 years, that have told Congress what's going on. And instead of it getting better, it's gotten worse. So next segment, we're going to be going through this, but what we're preparing to do is just the only way we can do it is, okay, here's a first report about the 20,000 pedophiles and the 30 plus thousand kids and many of them killed. But let's now just spotlight one case per article. And then you spotlight a case where a guy convicted five times of pedophilia and child rape and child smuggling is given a job in the U.S. driving a disabled children's bus in Texas, where they then assault more children. I mean, that's just one of the cases. We have the court documents, and Biden says release them. That's just one example, okay? I mean, they release people now that shoot at the police and hit the police cars, but they didn't hit a cop, so they released them. I mean, it's so road warrior, and again, it's designed to break down society. A little more than 500 years ago, the Portuguese and the Spanish navies had developed what they call rudders or maps, enabling them to go to Japan and China and start trade with those countries, but also to go to what they call the Gold Coast of Africa, where most of the slaves were captured and sold by Africans to them and then taken to the Caribbean and then later to the Americas to set up the modern slave trade that they had basically adopted from the Arabs. Slavery was an institution all over the world. No one's defending it. It was terrible. But what we're seeing today is a modern human trafficking slave network that has bigger per year numbers than the Spanish and the Portuguese could ever be engaged in and what they built their empire on, or empires on, their allied empires of the Portuguese and the Spanish that dominated the world for 250 years until the British unseated them. And so when we talk about numbers of 30-plus thousand children, that's what they estimate in the Texas sector alone in the last 2.5 years under Biden, knowingly trafficked, some as old as just a few months, as young, shipped into the United States, handed over to God knows who, and now they know in many cases convicted pedophiles, including convicted pedophiles smuggling them across. So last week they had more hearings in Congress. Examples of this were given. And Biden and the Justice Department are doing everything they can to block federal judges and others, including FBI agents, FBI task forces, and federal marshals, as well as ICE agents, from being able to even pursue them or, when they catch them, prosecute them. The max they're being given is a few months in jail for the misdemeanor violation of crossing the border illegally. That's when they're caught with children, they are released. And then the children are given to God knows who. Here's Senator Josh Hawley talking about it, just a small part of his testimony.
The truth is, Mark, that they have allowed, the Biden administration has allowed 345,000 kids to be smuggled across the border. They've completely lost track of almost 100,000 of them. I mean, completely lost track. And now we know, though, where they are, because the New York Times and others have tracked them down. They are being used for child labor. They are being sold into sex trafficking. The Biden administration is facilitating the biggest child trafficking operation in American history. People need to go to jail for this.
Well, I hope people are paying attention, but you know how short their memory is. It tends to be politically. And now Joe Biden wants to tell you that everything is rainbows and unicorns and he's running for reelection.
Yeah, I mean, here is a guy who is literally turning over kids into modern day slavery. A guy who has made life completely unaffordable and unlivable for the working class in this country. You go out on our streets now, you get shot out courtesy of his policies. And yeah, he thinks he deserves another 4 years. I mean, give me a break. I bet the Democrats, Mark, are secretly just pulling their hair out that they're going to be stuck with this guy for a whole nother campaign.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Now, that's just a part of him on an interview. We also have some clips of him testifying in Congress. And you notice he said 100 and something thousand. The numbers we've got from high-level feds that have the databases is it's more than 20,000 pedophiles have been released the last 2.5 years just in Texas. You heard me, 20,000. And that they estimate 30,000 children were with them or given to them. So that's out of that number of 100-something thousand. You've got 30,000 from their information conservatively handed over. Think of the numbers of that. Think of a football stadium with 30,000 children, and they're just being turned over. And then even the left starts covering their ass with articles in the New York Times, Washington Post, going, oh, hundreds of thousands are in slave labor, some as young as 7. Look, slave labor is terrible, but the raping is obviously, and the sex trafficking is what's even worse. And now it's boiling over into the general population of U.S. citizens. It's happening to U.S. citizens' children. And the reports of children being kidnapped, and they don't find a lot of them later because the crime is so out of control. But the ones they do, little girls grabbed at Mavericks games, and they find them 2 weeks later in Oklahoma City in a hotel room with literally hundreds of men had been raping them. I mean, this is just, and it's a blip. You don't even hear about it. You hear about slavery and African reparations and white people are bad. And the trans children need to have their genitals cut off. And the reason I raise that is, and that goes in the rest of the stack, is that it's all part of the same group. It's not just raping the children, but having major hospitals and major institutions now move to sterilize children as young as 2. Told you that was happening in Europe. Now it's happening here. I have mainstream news now reporting on major university hospitals beginning the transition of children as young as 2. You heard me right. How in the hell could a child decide at 2 they're another sex? Here it is. Sick. North Carolina's leading medical institution, Duke UNC, and ECU offers transgender treatments to 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. Big detailed article, Gateway Pundit, with all the links to their own website and to the hospitals admitting they're doing this. Now, I mean, again, I can talk for 4 hours about this alone and the links and the articles. Look at this. And it goes on and on. And who's behind it at the top? Epstein's private calendar emerges. Among prominent names listed are Biden's CIA chief and Goldman Sachs top lawyer. Let that sink in. That's who runs the CIA currently. And that's who's secretly meeting. Just like they caught the Israeli intelligence chief there on photographs over and over again. Getting an idea who's running this now? Gets worse. I've seen this book. It was in the Austin middle school library. We covered it. I will not show it on air. It shows children having sex with adults in graphic cartoons that are very lifelike, should be illegal. I mean, I felt like I was committing a crime even looking at it. I'd never seen images of children having sex with adults and found myself blessed because, again, the internet, when it was early around, you click on a link and it wouldn't be a NASCAR race. It would be a woman having sex with a horse. I've seen stuff like that, and you never get out of your head, or women eating feces, never get that out of your head. You know, the clip just starts, and all of a sudden it's a woman eating crap. I'm sorry to be gross here, but I've been blessed enough to never run into child porn. This, ladies and gentlemen, is given to middle school and elementary school and high school students, and Chelsea is recommending the book, and I will not show the book on air. Our stations will take us off if we do, and I agree they should, but this is shown to children. Twitter fact check confirms book Chelsea Clinton promotes for children contains graphic sex acts. And let me just read to you what the graphic sex acts are. And it's in the article if you want to go look at it. Genderqueer, the book shows the photo features sexually explicit material. The book contains visual depictions of oral sex, masturbation, adult sexual contact with a minor. Twitter fact check said it was true. When people criticized it, the left said, no, it's not true. She's going around the country on a tour saying, don't ban this book. It's not banning the book to say you're not going to give it to sixth graders, you witch, you monster. That's not banning a book. If I catch my 10-year-old son with a Hustler porno mag under his bed and I take it away, I'm not banning Hustler. I'm not shutting down Hustler. My 10-year-old doesn't get to have that. And that's adult sex acts. This is pedophilic, and this is pushed on little children by the monster Hillary Clinton's daughter. And it's all of them doing this. When we come back, I'm going to play stuff even worse. And I've confirmed what's in this report. This is one of these conferences with law enforcement and investigators of child porn. And this is the type of child porn going on the web right now, including people having sex with babies as the baby comes out of the woman with the umbilical cord attached as a fetish. And then it gets worse. They kill the babies. And I'm not going to play the whole clip. It's too graphic. But I want you to know what they're doing. And then we'll show you who their armies are on the streets here and in Europe to come get your children. They're now coming to your doors and saying, we want access to your two-year-old. We're liberals. Well, why? Well, just let us talk to your two-year-old and we'll explain why. You're going to see the video for yourself. So Trump always says, they're not coming after me. They're trying to get through me to get to you. Well, in reality, they're not after you. They're after me. And here's the image of a little girl. You need to be in the way. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, my friends. All right, this is some tough subjects to cover, but at the highest level, they've weaponized the medical system and the psychological system, the psychiatric system, to then brainwash children in public and private schools, even in preschools and kindergartens, that they're another sex. Then the parents are induced to go along with it, or the children, in many cases, are now being taken away, even in areas of the United States, but particularly in Europe, and then they begin chemical and then physical mutilation and castration of the children. We just covered mainline news as young as two-year-olds here in the United States that's happening too. So that's all done with the facade of the medical system and care. But at the lower level, they're flooding us with all these children from the third world who can then be put into the sex trafficking and slavery system to feed this program that they've set up in Europe and the U.S. and other Western countries, where it is an induction ceremony to abuse children, first 15-year-olds, then 10-year-olds, then 8-year-olds, then 5-year-olds, then 2-year-olds. And as you graduate up, And at the higher levels, you then have to kill children to be a made member of the organization. You've all heard about the mafia. You got to make your bones and kill people, and different gangs. You got to rob a liquor store. You got to kill a certain number of people before you move up. That's to prove your loyalty, and so they have dirt on you. Well, this is a cult that makes you abuse children. And this clip has gone around for about a year. I checked it out. It was an accurate conference with people that investigate this and law enforcement. And I've read the different federal cases in Europe, in the U.S., with things far worse than what you're about to hear, where they kill the children, including two-year-olds, slit their throats, blow their brains out, you name it, strangle them, hang them on meat hooks after they're done raping them, and they make snuff films. And so imagine being the good side of law enforcement that hasn't been taken over yet by this, and they keep busting judges, state and federal judges, they keep busting police chiefs, they keep busting people, like a federal judge just last week's wife, ex-wife, trying to go to a hotel, they have recordings, trying to rape an eight-year-old girl. So, I mean, that's just last week. This is all over the place. And it's a satanic spirit. It's coming after our youth. So let's play just part of this clip.
So every time a dot shows up, that is someone that's trading or viewing child pornography right now as we speak. So that's how prevalent this is. And I didn't really know what child pornography was. You know, we all sort of have an idea of it, and I was afraid to ask as a mother, you know, because it would be very painful to hear. And I felt like I had to ask, though, and I feel like I have to share it with you guys now. And it is disturbing, and I want to warn you, but I feel it's my responsibility to tell you guys, because it is the truth, and I believe if we all knew this, we would dedicate much more of ourselves to stopping it. So when I asked what child pornography entailed, yes, it's nude images of boys and girls under the age of 18. But now, because of high-speed internet, it's also videos very prominently, and videos of kids, and by kids I mean prepubescent, visibly prepubescent, and they make the distinction because of the internet and there's so much content, these pedophiles are desensitized. Because of that, the kids are getting younger, and the content is getting that much more devastating. So when this law enforcement officer told me this, I asked him how young are the young kids he's seeing, and he told me infants. And I have a six-month-old baby. So I said, what does that mean? You know, like, what does an infant mean? And he said, with the umbilical cord still attached. I know it's so devastating to hear this, and I'm really sorry to share this, but I'm grateful that you guys are listening, because this is actually happening, and it's important that we know this and that it resonates with us, so that we think about this in our days and in our personal life. So I asked them what happens in these videos, and, you know, unspeakable things happen, but I'm, again, going to speak about them, because I feel like if these kids are experiencing this, the least that they deserve is for us to hear what is actually happening to them. So, no, it's not just touching. There is penetration. There is extreme torture and bondage. There is bestiality, which is having an animal penetrate the child or infant. There is incest. I mean, they said you think of it, anything you could think of, it's out there and it's being traded. And it's 30 to 50 million files a day being traded that we know of. I mean, you can see what's happening right now. And this is happening to any child and every child. You know, 90% of children know their abusers. So, you know, our children are at risk. You may know this person. It may be a doctor. It may be a coach. You know, I thought that... I thought that people that were working with children were people that wanted to protect them, but oftentimes these people who have this propensity for wanting to lure children, and they find out a profession that gives them access to children and lots of them. And ideal victims are young children, because they can't speak up and they don't make great witnesses if they do. Only 10% of children actually do speak up once they've been abused. So what's incredible about the Child Rescue Coalition is that they are proactive. They don't wait for these children to speak up. They can identify these pedophiles. They can see the IP address that's trading this child pornography. They don't
all
know.
Right.
There's no privacy.
And it goes on. I'll have the full video. It's like 6 minutes long, posted under the live show feed at InfoWars.com so you can go see the rest for yourself. But what I do here is give you the rest of the story. Again, the CIA with the German government in West Germany in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or early 90s placed tens of thousands of children per city with convicted pedophiles to, quote, create the new civilization. That's even been in New Yorker magazine years after we told you about it. We've covered that ad nauseum. So just remember the big picture. Now, for pedophile light, they train the teachers with the gay pride, with the LGBTQP plus evil, to create files, start telling children as young as three that there are really another sex, confuse them, say your mommy or daddy's going to be mean to you, don't tell them, using pedophile tactics, exact same tactics, knowing that, again, only about 10% will tell them this, while their brains are being brainwashed, while they're being wrecked. And then they induct them into the medical system, they pass laws to take kids as young as five if the parents don't affirm that they've been told they're this new thing. When they're young and don't know who they are and can be easily confused by so-called teachers. And it's the same program from Australia to New Zealand to Europe to Canada to the U.S. It's all over the Western world, corporate sponsored. And when we stand up to it, they say, oh, we just want to have drag queens dancing around. No, you want men dressed as women with access to children, training the children to be sexually approached. So these are all the classic tactics of pedophiles hiding behind these systems. And then what the teachers do, and it's all come out in their training manuals, they'll ask the little girl, why are you always wearing dresses? Why are you always wearing pink? It's a battle plan. It's in the training manuals. We've shown them on air. Well, does your mommy not know you could be a boy too? It's fun to be a boy. And then the little girl goes, I like boys too. Well, you're a boy. You're playing with a dump truck, you know, here in the toy area of the school. And then they just use the psychology. We've shown you the training videos where they're bold enough to show now with kindergartners saying, what are you, a boy or a girl? And the little boy goes, well, I'm non-binary. And they go, good, we taught you well. They're teaching them this. They're grooming them. They go to city council and admit that they're grooming them. So in reality, they're not after you. They're after the little children. We just need to be in the way. And the UN and dozens of documents, including their new official one they put out 2 weeks ago, says children, quote, must have sexual partners, says United Nations. That's a close quote. And that they will train them that as young as five should be able to make the decision whether they want to have sex with adults. I just showed you the book that Chelsea Clinton promotes that shows children having sex with adults and how pleasurable and how good it is. Does your neighbor want to take you in the shed and give you a blowjob? It's so fun. Do it. I mean, that's what's going on. I just showed you that last segment. Then a little boy is smacked down by the school board for telling him he can't wear their only two-gender T-shirt. You can't then resist the leading edge of their takeover where they're having sexual identity discussions with your children. Meanwhile, DeSantis signs bill to authorize death penalty for child rapists in Florida. It goes on from there. So I have a clip when we come back of a woman coming to a man's door. This is a real clip. This has happened to people I know personally in Austin with the teachers. And they literally will even confront parents and say, why is your two-year-old daughter wearing dresses? Well, she likes them. No, you're making her wear that. And you need to let her know she can be a little boy. They're very aggressive. They mean business. And you need to understand that they're coming for you. They're coming for your children.
On the heels of the How Many More rally, held on the steps of the Texas State Capitol,
Texas,
the Washington Post sat perched atop the Drudge Report with a story regarding what they described as a man killing five of his neighbors because they complained that he was shooting an AR-15 in his yard at all hours of the night. However, if you were actually interested in the details and not the brainwashing, it became horrifically obvious that the shooter and the victims were illegal immigrants, while the description of the yard led the reader to envision a typical suburban lot when it was a rural area in Texas where target practice is common. A stark reminder of the Mockingbird media twisting the fine points in order to further the globalist anti-Second Amendment Bilderberg agenda.
Everybody that was shot
was shot from the neck up, almost execution style.
Just yesterday in Cleveland, Texas, right outside of Houston, there was a guy that executed six people, including an eight-year-old little boy, a Mexican national. It's a cartel hit.
So I'll be honest, all right, I don't know anything about that case. I haven't been following it, and so I'm not qualified to comment on it. But what I do know, living in Texas, is that this isn't the first murder that's cartel-related. And if people wake up, there's cartel-related murders have been happening for a number of years. They're increasing, and they're not just happening in Texas. They're happening all over the country. Look at tripwires and triggers. Read what Jason Jones has been reporting for years. The cartels have been moving into this country. Look at Operation Python from the DEA. They arrested over 700 cartel members of one cartel on U.S. soil, and it did nothing to that cartel.
They're risking the lives of the migrants that they are rolling out the welcome mat for. They're risking, these people are dying. They're being raped. They're being murdered, assaulted. I read a story recently about a young girl who had more than 60 pieces of human DNA inside of her. Whose conscience is that on?
But for a few hours at the How Many More rally, truth was thankfully on full display.
There is no America without secure borders. There is no Texas without secure borders. What the hell are you doing up there? I don't process invaders. I repel invaders. So let's get this legislation where finally, Texas can be the shining light of freedom in the United States of America.
Let's think about the numbers. In 25 months, 6 million total encounters and more than 1.7 million total gotaways. That's insanity. At this pace, in 48 months of this administration, this country is looking at encountering 14 million total encounters and gotaways. 14 million.
And you don't want to see another dead migrant die in a tractor trailer like the 53 who died in the Texas heat in San Antonio last summer, or the 856 who died along the Rio Grande and along the southwest border last year. The thousands that are in the sex trafficking trade as we speak, in the supposedly strongest and most powerful nation in the history of the world. While we're sitting here right now, some little girl is in the back of a car on I-35 getting taken God knows where.
We talk about the Mexican cartels. They are now the shadow government of Mexico. Why are they a shadow government? It's very simple. They don't want to worry about Social Security, education, this kind of stuff. No, it's much easier for the cartels to let everybody think that there's an actual government running Mexico. There is not. The cartels have gone into towns and cities across America, bought up property. So have the Chinese. They work hand in hand, and they are in bed with people within this government. So I don't buy the saber rattling. Doesn't mean the threat isn't real, but look beyond the surface to what you're really looking at.
After hearing these unsettling truths expressed passionately and with focus, while the media turns on the very people calling for action on the life-threatening invasion of our southern border as millions more will pour over after Title 42 ends on May 11th, the spotlight swung squarely on the cancerous rot of Obama's modernization of the Smith-Munn Act in 2012. As 11 years later, propaganda now dominates crucial life-saving information that, when left unreported, will hasten the downfall of Western civilization, as it is intended to do so.
We are now into hour number two. Oh, I've got so much important news to cover, and then we're opening the phones up to take your calls. I'll give them the number out coming up in about 10 minutes, so get ready. To recap, because some stations only carry the second and third hour, and a lot of listeners tune in every few seconds, I covered a bunch of mainstream news articles about major hospitals, major university hospitals, moving to begin chemical and then later physical mutilation and castration of children. So that's going on. Meanwhile, it comes out that the current CIA director was big buddies hanging out secretly with Epstein at his different facilities, and that they've been trying to cover that up. We've got Hillary Clinton's demon daughter, Chelsea, promoting Genderqueer, a book that promotes pedophilia and has graphic images of adults having sex with children, just in your face. And then I got into the 30,000 children that have been smuggled in the last 2.5 years, the U.S., the FBI, estimates, and I played some hearings with Senator Josh Hawley talking about the hundreds of thousands of total children and how they're knowingly placing them with convicted pedophiles. That's coming out in Congress. But then I wanted to show you people out in the open. You've seen the clips at city councils in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Los Angeles, California, and Dallas, Texas. It's everywhere. Men showing up in clown outfits saying they're women and saying, we are here to groom your children. You've seen the San Francisco choir saying, we'll groom your children, we'll get your children. That's the plan. And what they do in the schools, we've shown the training manuals all over the Western world. It's all corporately funded. It's all a unified program. Is literally tell not just elementary students, but even preschoolers, why are you wearing a dress when you're a little girl? Why do you wear pink when you could be a little boy to then start confusing the children? And in the UK, it's so bad that not just social workers, but neighbors come to people's doors and say, we notice your small daughter is wearing dresses in pink. Are you making her do that? So it just shows how much they're in everybody's business. Then if you're in the U.S., Canada, anywhere, you try to wear a shirt saying there's two genders, or you try to say small children shouldn't be targeted with this, you get kicked out of school and or, in the case in Germany or the U.K. or Australia or Canada, we've seen cases just the last week, they take you to jail. And they pass laws in places like Washington State that if you don't go along with your 8-year-old having a sex change, they take the child away from you. So this isn't coming. This is here. So here is one of these insane bots coming to his front door in the UK and asking the man, he has his 2-year-old daughter with him, if he's abusing her by not letting her be another sex. That's how bold they are. Here's the clip.
Hey, so you've come to my house to complain about my baby wearing pink.
I was just asking, really, why you keep putting her in pink and not other colours?
Well, traditionally, girls often wear pink.
Well, I think you'll find that was back in the day. I don't think it's today. I think you can wear any colour you want now.
Well, no, you can. She has other like clothes as well, but her favourite colour is pink.
Well, I've only ever seen her in pink, and I think that's not allowing her to have freedom of what gender
freedom?
She wants to be.
She's a baby.
She's not a baby.
She's a baby. She's two.
She looks a lot older than that to me. But anyway.
Well, hold on, Minio. What's any of your concern?
Well, it's my concern because I believe that the world has got better since we've got all this fluidity with genders and
okay.
the different types of genders now.
Okay.
And I think by dressing someone in pink, if she doesn't want to be a girl when she's older, she wants to be a transgender or whatever, then she'll have been dressed in pink and you would have confused her. So I think it's nicer to dress people in all different colours. I mean, she'd look beautifully in yellow, wouldn't she? Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, she's wearing yellow now. Hey, baby.
She is. I hadn't seen she was, sorry. But she's got pink trousers on with rainbows on. Now, I do like the rainbow. I definitely like the rainbows on her trousers. Now, that's good.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know,
okay. Firstly, yeah, you're wearing pink glasses, okay?
I think you'll find these are mauve. Are you colorblind?
Mauve.
Or something? These are mauve. These
mauve.
Are not... What color are these, young lady? Yeah, she says pink. But they're not pink. They are mauve. Mauve. Mauve glasses.
Okay, so.
And actually, they're blue inside. So, a little bit of pink, mauve, and blue. I've got all the colors, you see.
Sorry.
Much healthier for the brain, the mindset.
Sorry. So, I'm just a little bit baffled to, like, why you're actually here.
I'm just asking why you keep dressing the girl in pink. I think you should give her more choices of colour.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. But however I want to dress her, okay, yeah? The way how I parent it is nothing to do with you.
Well, it is to do with me because I feel for people these days and I think they should have more choices of what colours they want to wear,
but
what
she's
they
two.
Want to be.
She's two.
Well, I don't think it matters.
I don't need to teach her about all this. She what is right? What is traditional is she's a girl, I'm a boy.
So, that's how bold these cult members are. And is this woman a pedophile? Probably not. But she's there grooming and trying to groom someone in the system to be sexually confused about who they are and is really attacking parental control and saying the state should be in control. And she said in this day and age, we need to save the children and teach them they can be transgender. Now, I do like rainbows. That's our symbol. That's okay. Guaranteed that woman doesn't have children, but that woman is a control freak. And that woman is the type of person that's in the educational system that is literally creating files on your children and saying, don't let the parents know that you're secretly something else. This is grooming to totally take over your child into a political cult that is attached to every form of sexual deviancy. This is their new religion. They mean business. Now, this video is up on Infowars.com. Video, boy smacks down school board for telling him he can't wear There Are Only Two Genders shirt. And that's it. We're going to create a There's Only Two Genders t-shirt. A 12-year-old boy in Middleboro, Massachusetts, gave his school board a lesson in constitutional rights when he was told that he was not allowed to wear a shirt emblazoned with a statement, there are only two genders. But they try to make him wear the rainbow flags, the rest of it. Liam Morrison, a 7th grader at Nicholas Middle School in Middleboro, noted that he was removed from gym class on March 21st by school staff who claimed that the statement on his shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Oh my gosh, there's men and women. That's unsafe. The teachers told Morrison that he would have to remove the shirt if he wanted to return to the class, and he refused. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
In the 7th, 10th grade at Nichols Middle School, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. I never thought that the shirt I wore to school on March 21st would lead me to speak with you today. On that Tuesday morning, I was taken out of gym class to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe. They told me that I wasn't in trouble, but it sure felt like I was. I was told that I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class. When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. Thankfully, my dad supported my decisions and came to pick me up. What did my shirt say? Five simple words. There are only two genders. Nothing harmful, nothing threatening. Just a statement I believe to be a fact. I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do. Not one person, staff, or student told me that they were bothered by what I was wearing. Actually, just the opposite. Several kids told me that they supported my actions and that they wanted one too. I was told that the shirt was a disruption to learning. No one got up and stormed out of class. No one burst into tears. I'm sure I would have noticed if they had. I experience disruptions to my learning every day. Kids acting out in class are a disruption, yet nothing is done. Why do the rules apply to one, yet not another? I feel like these adults were telling me that it wasn't okay for me to have an opposing view. Their arguments were weak, in my opinion. I didn't go to school that day to hurt feelings or cause trouble. I have learned a lot from this experience. I learned that a lot of other students share my view. I learned that adults don't always do the right thing or make the right decisions. I know that I have a right to wear a shirt with those five words. Even at 12 years old, I have my own political opinions, and I have a right to express those opinions. Even at school, this right is called the First Amendment to the Constitution. My hope in being here tonight is to bring the school committee's attention to this issue. I hope that you will speak up for the rest of us so we can express ourselves without being pulled out of class. Next time, it may not only be me. There might be more students that decide to speak out. Thank you for your time and good night.
What a great young man. This is a cult. These are bullies. They're there brainwashing the children. You heard what he said is all over the school, and they don't want any children to know there's any opposition to what they're doing. Because children go to a school, they believe their teachers, and these are not schools. These are brainwashing, psychiatric, CIA-run facilities. The CIA and the Tavistock Institute created the transgender cult. Look it up. And the CIA director is meeting with Jeffrey Epstein. Look it up. This is what they're doing. It's their plan to take over society. Pedophilia is their weapon. The schools are the gun that fires the bullet into the souls of our children. Here's Melissa Harris-Perry 10 years ago on MSNBC saying, we got to get over the idea that children belong to their parents.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
There's Pedo Joe, whose daughter in her diary, they admit it's her diary, said he would have sex with her in the shower when she was 8 years old. But that's okay. He's Joe Biden. He wears aviator sunglasses. Then there's all the pedo stuff with his son. But that's who these people are, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they roll. Let's play a clip here where we talk about the fact that XX is girls, XY is boys. We are the two genders, just like in all the other animals, the mammal kingdom on this planet. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy, the presidential candidate, explaining this to everyone.
Are you confident that you know that gender is as binary as you're describing it? Are you confident that it isn't a spectrum?
I am.
Do you know this as a scientist?
Well, there's two X chromosomes. If you're a woman, an X and a Y, that means you're a man.
There's a lot of scientific research out there. There's a lot of scientific research out there that says gender is a spectrum.
Chuck, I respectfully disagree. Gender dysphoria for most of our history, all the way through the DSM-5, has been characterized as a mental health disorder. And I don't think it's compassionate to affirm that. I think that's cruelty. When a kid is crying out for help, what they're asking for is, you got to ask the question of what else is going wrong at home? What else is going wrong at school? Let's be compassionate and get to the heart of that, rather than playing this game as though we're actually changing our medical understanding for the last 100 years.
But what is changing is our chromosomes are being mutated by all the chemicals they put in the water and food. And the schools are psychologically screwing the kids up. The television is. The culture's pushing this. So, oh, there's a problem. 0.1% of kids 20 years ago think they're another gender. Now it's up to 20-something percent in many schools on the West Coast and East Coast. Upwards of half the children in San Francisco say they're LGBTQP because they don't get reading, writing, and arithmetic. They learn the whole world is about all these different sexual things, because it's a pervert cult taking over, period. That's what they're doing. That's how they're operating. That's their game plan, with the UN now officially saying years ago and last month in official policy reports, children have a right to have sex with adults as young as 5. They have a right to choose. Can they buy a gun? Can they buy a pack of cigarettes? Can they join the military? No. This is a cult of pedophiles, government run, taking over society, and people better realize that. German MEP Christine Anderson explains why globalists need you trapped in 15-minute cities. We're going to first play a clip of RFK Jr. talking about this. Then we're going to play Christine Anderson. Here is RFK Jr.
Where do you stand on climate policies that are being enacted right now? There is a difference between environmentalism and climate change. Where do you stand on all of that? And what types of policies do you support?
Climate issues and pollution issues are being exploited by, you know, the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all of these big, you know, mega billionaires, the same way that COVID was exploited, to use it as an excuse to clamp down top-down totalitarian controls on society and to and then to give us engineering solutions. And if you look closely, as it turns out, the guys who are promoting those engineering solutions are the people who own the IPs, the patents for those solutions. Oh, it's a way, you know, it's being used. They've given climate chaos a bad name, you know, because people now see that it's just another crisis that's being used to strip mine the wealth of the poor and to, you know, to enrich billionaires. And, you know, I for 40 years have had the same policy on climate and engineering. You can go check my speeches from the 1980s. And I've said the most important solution for environmental issues, not top-down controls, is free market capitalism.
All right, that's good. The full clip is on InfoWars.com. Now let's go to German MEP Christine Anderson explains why globalists need you trapped in 15-minute cities.
Green certificate, the COVID pass, that was a test balloon to get people to having to produce some kind of a QR code, you know, just getting people used to that. Now what they're slamming us with is these 15-minute cities. Make no mistake, it's not about your convenience. It's not that they want you to be able to, you know, have all of these places that you need to get to very close. And it's not about saving the planet either, by the way. The 15-minute cities, they will have to have those before they can lock you down. And that's what we're talking about here. So in Great Britain, some county already passed legislation. They will be able to impose a climate lockdown. That's the next step. That's what we're talking about. So in order to do that, they will have to have these 15-minute cities. The next step then, of course, will be you are only allowed to leave your immediate area for, let's say, 2 or 3 times a year. So, but there's other people that may have more money and they can actually buy your passings off of you. So guess what? The poor people will be left in these 15-minute neighborhoods while the ones that are better off get to go wherever they want to go. So this is what we're talking about, you know. Look at Saudi Arabia, for instance. They're pulling up Neom City. They call it the Line. So this is like a structure in the middle of a desert, 200 kilometers long, 200 meters wide, 500 meters high, and it will house up to 9 million people. Oh, isn't that just brilliant? If I wanted to get total control of the people, that's exactly where and how I would house them. And then having them on a three meals a day prescription, well, guess what will happen if you do not do as you are told? They will probably cancel that. It's so easy. So that's what we're talking about. And when you really take all of this together, there is no other way for me to actually say this. It will be a complete impoverishment and enslavement of all the people. And I'm stating it so clearly because that's what it seems like and that's what it looks like to me.
You will own nothing. You will have nothing. You will be happy. Sterilizing children, cutting little girls' breasts off, cutting little boys' genitals off. It's fashionable. It's compassionate. It's loving. Putting you in a 100-mile-long prison that's only 100 and something yards wide, under total robot control, making you eat bugs. That's a prison. 200 square foot coffin apartments. That's a prison. Making it fashionable, making it cool. This is what they're establishing in their own words. You'll no longer live in cities. You'll live in, quote, communes, says the UN.
Let me just quick mention that the 3 books and now movies called Hunger Games was written as the exact UN Agenda 21 global plan for the royal Nazi military traitors, murderers, war criminals and pedophiles. To me, this is funny and scary at the same time, because when I saw the presidential inauguration, it was not just close, it was all exactly as described in Hunger Games, down to the very style, symbols, the way they talk and act, etc. It is now time for everyone to resist and fight back against this system and stop the royal elite once and for all times to come.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is all about collapsing the system and then bringing in a new digital system, the central bank digital currency. JP Morgan deal forces Biden administration to defend record mergers. JP Morgan acquisition of First Republic received too big to fail talk. And it goes on and on and on. Global bank lending standards tightened to GFC levels. Not since 2008 have we seen this. Futures dip after shock RBA rate hike as Fed's meeting begins. And it goes on and on and on. All contrived, all right on time, as we predicted. Total weaponization against the people. We'll have inflation and recession we're already in, slash deepening into a depression, while the very people running it say there's no crisis at all. But they are the authors of the crisis. They won't let the crisis go to waste. They'll ride in with their digital programmable currency on its back. Bombshell, Pfizer and FDA aggressively push COVID vaccine on pregnant women despite knowing mRNA shot could cause dire fetal and infant risk, including an 82% increase in miscarriages in the first 2 trimesters, a 24% increase in stillbirths and death in the 3rd trimester. That's only one article in that stack. We have another key stack with all the numbers coming in of mainstream media literally dying. And the public, more than 2/3 of them, see them as the number one enemy. It just goes on and on and on. what's happening with the banks. Now, it's very simple. The private central banks since 2008, and the last big contrived crisis to get Obama into office, that gave quadrillions to the private banks, they got all the free money and then got to loan it out to people with very, very cheap or nearly free credit. They vertically consolidated the economy with that system. Now, starting 2 years and 4 months ago, 5 months ago, when Biden got into office via fraud, they began to restrict the flow of credit and money, while at the same time increasing IRS enforcers on the working class to squeeze them, even though the working class, blue collar particularly, pays almost none of the taxes. It's purely to drive them into abject poverty and crime, weaponization, enemy of the people. They began to raise interest rates, which they just did again. If they just froze it, the banking collapse would stop, but instead they hiked them in a surprise rate hike. And a week later, you saw the second largest bank failure in U.S. history take place on the heels of the last bank a month and a half ago. And of course, what happened with FTX and the rest of it.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I got locked away for 1 year for speaking about COVID-19 as war crimes. UN's royal elite don't like it. Just Google J6 and see what is going on in USA. It's crazy with all the political prisoners who, like me, did not break the law. The judge said it himself, before March 2020, you are right, it was not illegal, but now, as you say, we are under military law and we view it another way now, and you speaking about war crimes and international law on this matter, COVID-19, is now seen as extremist and radicalizing. End quote. Conclusion, 1 year in secure lockup as a national security threat for mentioning the Nuremberg Code. Look up Nuremberg Code, Treaty of Amsterdam and Maastricht Treaty and see what the system do not want you to know about history.